B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
But now let's head to the Comcast Business Hotline. Comcast Business, every day in business is a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. Of course, you can check out all of his work on The Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter, at Pompey on Sixers. That, of course, is Keith Pompey. Keith, how are you today, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself? How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Keith, I talked about this before this, right when the segment started. Now, obviously, you're a different perspective because you're a journalist, you're a reporter for the team. You're not Tom McGinnis, who obviously tries to remain, as unbiased as possible. But obviously, there's a little excitement coming out of his voice, more excitement now with James Harden. But as a reporter, I want to ask you first, how much more enjoyable is it? Because you went through the process days, man. You wrote stories of, will Joel Embiid play? Will Dario Saric come over? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Is Ben Simmons hurt just so he can win Rookie of the Year? All those stories you had to write. But now it's a little bit different, man, with James Harden. How is it?
Yeah, it's way different. I mean, like, it's funny that you brought that up because, you know, we were, after the game last night, we were talking about, well, a couple nights ago, we were in the media room talking about, we remember when you went in there and the storyline was how many points were they going to lose by tonight?
Oh,
you know, it was like you knew it. You just knew that they were going to get blown. And then you have James Harden, you know, one of the top players in the league, one of the top 75. So, you know, right now it's one of those things, just like, you know, the readers and the viewers, the listeners, you know, everybody is excited. They want to see, like, what's going to happen. You know, we want to see it too. You know, we want to see, like, hey, what are they going to do against Cleveland tonight? What are they going to do against Miami?
Right.
You know, things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement with the Sixers right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, Keith, with all that excitement, there are still people that have a bunch of concerns. Now, this is the first time you and I are talking since the James Harden trade. So, not exactly. I mean, I've been reading all your work, but I would like to know exactly what you're kind of thinking here. And I put together the list of the concerns that happened pre-trade, post-trade, but before Harden stepped on the court. And even so, after the three games, there are still people that have their doubts. You know, there were the people that thought James Harden was cooked, or that he's going to hurt the progression of Maxey, or that it's not going to work the two-man game with him and Embiid because he needs a Clint Capella type. There was concerns about Andre Drummond not being here anymore, Seth Curry not being here anymore. How is Tobias Harris going to fit? All kinds of concerns. But so far, they're 3-0. They're not flawless, but I would say out of 12 quarters, 10 of them have been damn near flawless. Keith, for the people that have those concerns, what would you say?
You know, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, I'm not going to fault them for having concerns, because it's one of those things where, you know, it's a wait and see type of thing. Even if you're not going to learn anything after three games, especially, you know, after the teams that they played, you know, I actually expect them to win tonight. You know, and if Miami, if like last night, Miami played without three starters, if that happens again, then you expect them to win that win in Miami, you know, with this group. Now, the thing is, we have to be real with it. Like, let's talk about it. You know, Maxey is playing a whole lot better than we expected, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, just because, and Doc Rivers was right, Maxey has gone back to his natural position, you know, playing off the ball, being a combo guard. Now, if there's one concern that I have, it's Tobias Harris, right? You know, Tobias hasn't looked as comfortable as he has before. He's missing some open shots. But then when you think about it, you think of when LeBron went to Miami and when, you know, all these super teams formed, it took these guys a while to adjust. And so far, it seems as if Tobias Harris has been the only thing that they still needs to adjust. So if that's it, then, you know, I'm not concerned. I feel like, you know, things are going to come together. Now, again, in regards to the backup, you know, they did give up Drummond. They did give up Seth Curry, right? And I'm glad I didn't say Steph Curry, because that's
right. It that happens a lot. Yep.
So they gave those two up. But when you look at it, when you get a guy of Harden's caliber, and I know that Ben was a three-time All-Star, but we're talking about top 75 players.
Yep.
You have to give up something. You honestly do. So with that being said, to me, it's one of those things where I'm looking at it like, you know what? yes, it would have been great to keep those two, but the stuff that Harden brings to the table, the stuff that Embiid brings to the table, you gave up something, but you're hoping and praying that it's going to work out. Because if you didn't give those guys up, you probably wouldn't have James Harden now, and people would still be talking about Ben Simmons and complaining about him.
Yeah, perfectly said, Keith. Now, barring injury, obviously, the starting five, I imagine, would remain the same the rest of the season, with Matisse Thybulle being the one guy that you kind of questioned whether or not he'd be the starter. I know there's a lot of people that thought maybe Tyrese should be coming off the bench. But I'll ask you, speaking of the bench, you know, what do you expect? Who's going to get the most run? Obviously, there's going to be nights where one guy's hotter than the other. But I can't help but continue to just say how disappointed I am in Furkan Korkmaz shooting below 30% from three this year when that is his craft, as being a three-point shooter. Do you expect more run for guys like Danny Green, George Niang? Obviously, DeAndre Jordan, you pick up from the buyout market. He's going to be the guy, your backup big. But what kind of rotation do you expect as we get closer to the playoffs and then in the playoffs?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I would be shocked. I know that Doc, you know, in the past he had certain rotations where he played a lot of guys, typically in the playoffs. But, you know, to me, if we're going with eight guys, right? If we're going with eight guys, you know, I would have to say Danny Green will be in there. You know, I would have to say that George Niang will be in there. You know, maybe a little bit of Shake Milton, maybe, you know, And then, you know, I think Drummond will get some minutes, right? So that's more than eight. That's nine right there. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get, not Drummond, I'm talking about Andre Jordan. He'll get some minutes, but not a lot. Like, I think that we're going to see Embiid, you know, if Embiid's in the shape that continues to be in the shape that he's in, I think we're going to continue to see Embiid and Harden logging a lot of minutes in the playoffs. So, you know, I think that right then and there, those guys are guys I have to say would have to be sort of definite. And Danny's minutes, I think that will fluctuate. Like, I think that the starters are going to play a lot of minutes. They're going to stagger them with those guys that we talked about, you know. And, like, I agree with you. Like, Furkan, you know, he started off strong, right? I mean, everybody was saying, you know, like, Furk has improved.
Yeah.
And then the problem with him is he's a little inconsistent. This last game, I think the fact that he only played 4 minutes was extremely telling. You know, so I don't know if Furkan will, A, lose his spot to Isaiah Joe, or he just loses his spot. Like, he just, maybe, you know, they decide to go, you know, with, give Shake Milton more minutes.
Right. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Keith. Now, last one for you. Of course, always check out Keith's stuff on the Philadelphia Inquirer. Follow him on Twitter, at Pompey on Sixers. One of your latest stories was about James Harden and his fit with the Sixers. Now, I want to ask you, other than on the court, it seems like he's been such a great vocal leader already. Before he even played, remember there was the night where he told George Niang, stop dribbling and shoot 10 threes, and he ended up shooting 10 threes that night, went 5 of 10. He got on Tyrese Maxey at halftime against the Knicks saying, yo, man, are you showing up today? How much respect does a guy that James Harden get, obviously, like you said, top 75 player, all time, but what is his kind of dynamic off the court as well when it comes to being maybe a leader for some of these younger players?
You know, I think, you know, I don't really, well, the off the court aspect, you know, I guess, you know, James does what he does. And from what I hear, you know, he's a type of guy, he's always been, especially young players, like, hey, you know, like, you know, he's been like a leader or a big brother to them, so to speak. But when we're not talking about basketball, the thing that really stood out to me was when he was in Milwaukee and he went on that trip. And basically, on the flight there, he was like, but y'all ain't playing cards? Come on, everybody, we're going to play cards.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Like, and then it's like, you know, A, like, if I remember Maxie was messing up, and he pulled him over to the side and demonstrated a play to him. And I'm like, yo, and all that stuff. So to me, it's like, who was it? It was one of the players, I forget who it was, but they, it was Furkan after the game. Furkan says, you have two types of All-Stars, two types of them. Some of them, they come there, they know they're the best on the team, and they don't really hang out with us. They just basically, you know, they don't hang out with people. They just show up for the games. They do what they have to do. He said, this guy is always in our ears. He's always around us, and he's always teaching us. And to me, that, you know, that's powerful, because it's, you can tell that he really wants to win. You can tell that he's invested in his teammates, because some guys, they want to keep that secret because it gives them an edge. Mm-hmm. But what he's doing is he's been the coach on the floor long before he started playing against the Minnesota Timberwolves last Friday.
That's awesome to hear, man. I think that should excite a lot of Sixers fans. Keith, listen, we always appreciate you taking the time. You take a lot of time for us here on the Fanatic. So thank you as always. Again, make sure you check out his stuff on the Inquirer at Pompey on Sixers on Twitter. Keith, keep doing the great work, man. I hope you enjoy the rest of the season. It's going to be a lot more fun now.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Keith. Have a great weekend, man. Safe travel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.